Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie.
And I'm Art Malin.
And welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Tim Kasten down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we've got some great fishing tips for you from two different Hayward area fishing guides, Micah Langkamp and Steve Jensen. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Hayward Power Sports features Sun Tracker, the world's best-selling pontoons. During the Gear Up for Summer promotion, get a 20-foot 2017 Sun Tracker Party Barge DXL and claim a $2,000 Bass Pro Shop gift card. It could be party central for as little as $272 a month. It's loaded with seating for up to 10, swim platform, ample storage, quick lift bimini system, 60-horse Merc 4-stroke, and a 10-year warranty. Plus, find the rest of the Tracker family with guaranteed pricing at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Summer's hot and so are the prices on our entire pre-owned inventory at Timber Ford of Hayward. Hi, I'm Amy Belkey and I invite you to visit us and save big on this summer's hottest deals. Like our 2011 Hyundai Sonata in excellent condition and only $94.85, or our 2008 Chevy Suburban priced to sell at $99.95. Check out our 2012 Jeep Liberty Sport, only 70,000 miles and a low price of $15,995 or only $280 a month. Hurry in for huge savings at Timber Ford.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and finally, Art, we're getting some stable weather, or at least more stable.
Well, it's been so stable that the fish are becoming stable.
Yeah, they are. You know, and the rivers are actually down a little bit, I think, from where they were.
The rivers are down, but the big lake is still up. Couderay is still high. I haven't seen it this high in a lot of years.
And the flowage is actually down a little bit, you know. I know that, and talking about the fishing is stable, we've got Tim Kasten in here from Hayward Bait and Bottle. And Tim, what are you seeing down at the bait shop as far as the report? Same thing?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of things. I was just out on the Flambeau River actually this weekend. I went up to Park Falls, and it was actually down a little bit up there as well. So, but we had a lot of good fishing up there. So got a lot of bass and decent walleyes. Then I've went around on some of the local lakes around here, using fatheads and leeches. And we've caught a lot of decent walleyes, anywhere from about 5:30 to about 7:30. We've been getting out on the water, and a lot of decent fish, anywhere from about 22 to about 24 inches. And we've been working the break lines at about 14 to 17 feet. So fishing has been really good.
Evening's the best thing right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go right out, like I said, right about dusk, and then work till about dark. I know the bugs are bad, but just work through them. Stay out there. You might be itchy in the morning, but just stay out there. It pays off. You bet.
Well, you know, I've been getting walleyes, too, during the day, too, Art. I got some out there today. They were a little smaller walleyes, but there wasn't, you couldn't get them on a slip bobber. You had to use a weedless jig and go right in there after them.
It's funny, but you have to experiment. If you're not getting them on a slip bobber, do just like you did. Go on a slip jig. I mean, a jig and a little bit of, if you have a jig that's plain at about 64th, that I like the 64th ounce jig. With a size 6 hook, though.
Yeah, I don't quite go that light, but the musky fishing, you know, that's still, it's starting to finally pick up a little bit, but it's still kind of behind what it was most years.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's starting to pick up here and there. I mean, we were out on Lost Land and Teal this last week, and we did okay. We seen quite a few fish. Basically, top water's starting to go right now. We got a lot of things on spinners, but during the day, kind of worked those deep edges. You can work the weeds too, but the bigger fish, work those deep flats, work those bulldogs.
Still a lot of bug hatches going on, Art. I mean, it seems like the amount of food in the lakes is phenomenal out there for these fish. I mean, they're really kind of porked up. They're heavy.
I went out on Couderay with my neighbor Jim Summers yesterday, and I could not believe the bug hatch. It's just incredible.
Yeah, lots
no
of
matter, no matter where you go.
Lots of food for them, you know. And what that does, and a lot of people don't realize it, but what it does is it makes the opportunity to feed really quick for these fish. So you have these very short bite windows at some time. And you know, when I was in the resort business, the one thing I noticed too is you could have two guys in two different cabins. And one guy, he'd be out for an hour, and then he'd come back, and he'd go to town, and he'd kind of mess around doing the tourist things. And he'd go back out maybe later in the day, and he was complaining about the fishing. And the guy in the other cabin would go out, crack of dawn in the morning, pack a lunch, wouldn't come back till dark. And he would say, oh, man, the fishing is fantastic. Well, what it is he's out there when the bite windows occur, and the other guy is probably in town or something.
Yeah, they used to tell me, just wait till the sun gets right just above the woods and then start fishing.
Yeah, but that's not always the case when you got bug hatches. Sometimes that window is in the afternoon a lot of times.
Oh, yeah, so a lot of times you got to go out in the afternoon. It all depends. Like I said, it just kind of, with a lot of the bug hatches, it's just, it all depends on the windows and whatnot.
You know, I actually go out about 3 o'clock every day and fish till dark. That's when I'm guiding. And the other thing, too, is you can try to trigger responsive strikes. If you're outside of that feeding window, you could, you know, there's a couple different ways you can catch fish. One, you can get them to eat something, and two, you can get them to snap at something. And that's a responsive strike, and every fish will do it. Even crappies will go after something and quick if it's going to get away from them. And that's a way of catching fish outside of those windows, is throwing lures out there, beetle spins or lures, crankbaits, or, you know, things like rattle traps or trolling.
Well, if you think about it, you might want to just do a slip bobber and then rig up another rig that you can cast and try some little minnow baits, some deep running minnow baits. You just name it. Try something.
Bingo. You just hit it. That's what I tell people. Put out bobbers and stuff and then cast.
Well, yeah, that's the way to do it. I mean, the more lines you have out there, that's different compared to the beetle spins. And if you have a live leech out there, the better chances your odds are going to be.
Tim, I know you guys got everything everybody needs for bait and everything down the shop here.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Come on in or give us a call at 715-634-2921.
You got information, too, good tips for people if they want to stop in.
Oh, yeah, we have more people that we go out and we try to fish every day, get knowledgeable for when you guys want to come in here, and then we try to help you out the best we can.
Okay, I want to thank you for coming on here.
Yep, you bet. You guys have a good day.
And Art, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors. And come back, I've got an interview with one of the younger guides, Micah Langkamp. He's talking about fishing small waters, out-of-the-way waters, and rivers. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be back right after these messages.
Get ready for fishing this year at Hayward Bait and Bottle. They have a huge selection of lures, rods, reels, tackle, boating supplies, live bait, and much more. In the bottle shop, they also have a huge selection of beer, wine, and liquor. And if you're looking for that new dock or boat lift for your lakefront this year, stop in at Hayward Bait and Bottle and check out the quality ShoreMaster lineup. For over 40 years, ShoreMaster has covered the waterfront with world-class docks designed to help people enjoy their waterfront experience to the fullest. Get more dock for your dollar with ShoreMaster at Hayward Bait and Bottle in Hayward.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports provides you the ultimate fishing experience with Lund Boats. Lund's exclusive IPS hull provides precise boat control and a soft, dry ride, no matter how rough the water is. Add in Lund's state-of-the-art live wells, ultra-comfort seats, and ample storage, and you're ready to fish like a pro. Plus, Lund Boats hold their value like no other. I'm Johnny, and I want to show you the ultimate fishing experience with a Lund from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77. Or call us at 715-462-3674.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to the freshwater angler boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts.
Stop in and take a chance on a 2017 $18,000 Alumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports in Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402 or Art Malin at 715-865-2336, or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Mill. And Art, you know, it seems like the most of the fishing pressure gets directed to the big lakes and the popular lakes.
Yeah, that's probably true, John. And it's because it's available and it's a little bigger and you can put a bigger rig out there.
A bigger boat. But sometimes bigger doesn't mean the better fishing.
I remember when you and I went into a little lake one time, maybe 15 years ago, and I think we caught 15 or 18 muskies.
Yeah, I remember that one too. So, but you know, there's a lot of that around. Let's hear what Micah had to say about fishing some of that water.
We're talking with fishing guide Micah Langkamp. And Micah, you know, when it comes to fishing a lot of the water around northern Wisconsin, most of the pressure winds up going on the better known lakes. And there's a lot of small waters and rivers and places that you can get away kind of from the crowd that actually have pretty good fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got a lot of small rivers here in Hayward, and you know, there's plenty of water, 500 acres and smaller, that hold big fish of every species. You just got to poke around and you can find some big fish.
Well, you know, muskies included, right?
Absolutely.
Now, how else can you guys find these waters? I mean, I know the DNR has information out there too.
Yeah, you can check out DNR website, but sometimes the DNR reports don't even line up with what's actually in a lake. You really just got to get out there, you know, take a look at a map of the Hayward, Sawyer County area, or even, you know, some nearby counties. Washburn has some. Take a look at a map, you know, see if they say there's muskies in there. But I'll tell you what, there's bodies of water that the DNR doesn't report having muskies in, and there's fish in there.
You know, and also rivers. You know, the best times for rivers seems to be early and later in the year for a lot of action. But, you know, the muskies, they eat on stuff all year long.
You know, I prefer spring and fall. You know, post-spawn fish in the rivers are super aggressive. And, you know, fall time is obviously they're putting on weight for, you know, the winter. But, yeah, you can fish them, you know, in the summertime. There's days, you know, especially when you get a day where you got some clouds, maybe some drizzle coming in and out, where they'll bite. And you just got to, you know, again, poke around. You know, most folks know about the, you know, West Fork and the East Fork of the Chippewa River. Those are both great. You got to be in the right section, but ask around, go to the bait shops, or hire a guide.
What type of areas do you look for on the rivers? I mean, obviously pool areas below rapids are a good choice for almost anything.
Yeah, you know, when looking at rivers, I mean, there's areas where, you know, some of the rivers widen here, whether it's because, you know, they're dammed up, or there's just wider areas of the river. I like a lot of the wide areas, you know, and some of them have ramps. Some of them you got to portage in, you know, or carry in, which a lot of those can be really good. Any of those sections of river that are really tough to get to. Deep water, which, you know, just got to poke around. I mean, a lot of these rivers are, you know, average 2 to 4 feet deep. So deep water in some of these rivers is 8 feet deep.
I know, you know, talking about, you mentioned the Chippewa River here, but you go up north of Mellon up there, you got sections of the Bad River up there that there were guys out there filming TV shows on it, and it's almost impossible to get in there. You're small boats only and carry in, but some of that water is actually really good trophy water.
Yeah, you know, the Bad River is one that is not so well known, but a lot of local folks know about. There's areas, yeah, there's some big fish. The Bad River's got some nice fish. You know, like I said, find deeper water. Obviously, you know, heavy current is not my favorite for musky fishing. I like to find something where The water is moving a bit slower, and you know, lay downs, any kind of, you know, current breaks, eddies, any of that stuff that you can find, that's usually where you're going to find some fish.
You know, and the other thing with rivers too is almost all of these rivers have a series of dams on them. And right below these dams, most of the areas are open to fishing now. Those areas almost always have muskies in there, and they seem to be fairly aggressive because the water seems to be a little cooler there.
Yeah, yeah, below dams can be great. You know, bait fish pile up. Fish of all species below a dam, and you'll find some big fish sometimes. You know, it's not uncommon, especially, you know, the Flambeau's got some big fish, and, you know, there's plenty of dams to fish beneath. But yeah, you know, you find fish, sturgeon, fish of every species beneath the dams.
When you're looking for muskies on the river, is anything different as far as your choice of lures or baits or the way you present your lures?
Yeah, you know, on the rivers, I tend to go smaller than in the lakes. I'm not, you know, it's rare that I'll throw a double 10 bucktail out on the river. It's rare. Mostly springtime, it's, you know, I like the number 5 MEPS or Vibrax, you know, the Blue Fox Vibrax. Those number 5 blades are fine, plenty big. You know, maybe later in the season, we'll throw something a little bigger than that. But, you know, regular size Bulldogs, Suics. Yeah, any kind of twitch bait, but I'm smaller is usually the key. Small crank baits. I mean, I'm sometimes putting, you know, bigger hooks on bass baits and catching muskies on knolls.
Well, usually you're fishing under five to six, 7 feet of water most of the time. Under that,
yeah, yeah, you can find fish. I mean, you know, you can find fish in 6 inches of water in the rivers. Just depends on the time of day, water temperatures. But yeah, I mean, if you can, you know. That's further on in the season when you get into the fall where you're looking for the, you know, 8 to 10 to 12, even down to 15, 20 feet if you can find it. But, yeah, for the most part, this time of year in the summer, I mean, we're finding fish in as shallow as 6 inches. And, you know, you find them all the time in 2 to 4 feet of water.
You know, we're talking about muskies now, but obviously there's more than muskies in these rivers. I know places that you can go fish. Well, smallmouth, obviously, but there's places where there's largemouth, there's crappies, there's panfish, walleye, just about everything.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You can find, you know, any of these stretches of river. That's the nice thing about the rivers. There's, you know, every kind of, you know, whatever you're looking for, you can find them. I mean, obviously, some stretches, I'll tell you this, there's certain stretches of some of these rivers up here that the muskies have pretty much taken over. Rarely do we catch pike. I mean, they're there. All the species are there, but there's certain sections of some of these rivers that the muskies have pretty much just taken over, which, obviously, for a muskie fisherman, that's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, the other thing I should mention, too, is it's most people catch and release is the way we fish muskies and smallmouth for the most part. But if you're in one of these rivers and look at the size of the water around you, and if you're catching walleyes or you find a hole that's got crappies, yeah, I think you want to be a little bit careful on what you take out of there, because it's pretty easy to overharvest a very small piece of water like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's why, you know, for the most part, if I'm taking folks out looking for, you know, crappies, bluegills, and they're looking for a meal, we're going to be on one of the bigger bodies of water, whether it's the flowage, grindstone, Lacoutere, round. Because these, you know, the smaller bodies of water, you know, they're gonna take a beating if people keep taking a bunch of fish out of them. But not to say, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, keeping a meal out of the river. But if it's my choice, I usually will, you know, stick to something, bigger body of water where I'm not going to hurt the population.
You know, and we talked about the muskie around here, but I know you go over to probably what's one of the best muskie waters in the whole state over by Green Bay, and the tributaries over there too.
Yeah, well, that's an up and, you know, I say up and coming. A lot of guys know about it. But yeah, there's multiple tributaries that the fish run out of the bay into in the spring, and they spawn and do their deal. And if you know, the cooler springs, the fish are in there longer, which I try to spend some time over there in the spring, and then I'll come back to Hayward, and then usually when you know, the fish are done, you know, with their post-spawn transition, which is something that takes a lot longer on the bay than it does here in Hayward on our lakes. But once they're done with their transition, I'll go back out there and you know, just find the weeds out there on the bay is pretty much the game. Trolling is a good way, and usually when you know if you're trolling and you start hitting fish, getting rips on your I'll say this, stop. A lot of guys aren't used to that. You know, here in Hayward, the fish are, they pack up on the bay, and usually if you run into one or two fish, there's a few more, there's packs of them. So once you find fish, sometimes we'll stop trolling and we'll just beat up a weed bed.
You know, Mike, I know that if somebody's interested in getting guide service from you here in the Hayward area, I know you fish a lot of water around Hayward and some of the rivers. How do they get a hold of you?
Go to my website, landcampsguideservice.com. Phone number 715-462-4637. You can look me up on Facebook.
Well, it was interesting information, and talking about, I kind of like talking about some of these small rivers and lakes and stuff, because a lot of times you get out on the lakes, it gets pretty crowded out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hayward, we get a lot of folks that come through fishing, and a lot of, everybody's, not everybody, but most of the guys that are out up here, just fish the lake that they're staying on. But if you want to get away from the crowds, get, a little more peace, and have a shot at catching some big fish at the same time, small rivers and some smaller lakes, they're good options. You just got to poke around or hire a guide.
Yeah, that's a good tip. And, I always used to say to people when I ran a resort is that, boat trailers got wheels, and you're not necessarily stuck fishing this lake. We got a lot of water around here to go explore and fish, even if it is some of the bigger lakes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's opportunities all over here. I mean, we've got, that the DNR knows about and has, put on their site, we got 54 lakes with muskies in them. But there's more than that, and you can poke around. There's plenty of water, and there's plenty of, plenty of opportunity to, for fish of all species.
Well, Mike, I want to thank you for coming on here and sharing this good information with us.
Yeah, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Well, it was interesting listening to him. I know we need to take a break right now, and I've got another interview coming back up after the break here. So let's hear from our sponsors right now. We'll be back right after these messages.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Attention pet owners! Dr. Ostrander is excited to announce the addition of veterinarian Dr. Abby Stoll to the staff of Hayward Animal Hospital. Dr. Abby comes from a family with a strong veterinarian tradition. Her grandfather, brother, and cousin are all veterinarians, and her father is an elk biologist. She has a passion for animals. Dr. Abby is intelligent, experienced, kind, and compassionate. Come meet this extraordinary woman at Hayward Animal Hospital, located on Highway B.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Malin. And I know we had Steve on last week's show, and he talked a little bit about some of the things he does. But one of the things he talked about, I'm going to play a segment today I recorded with him, and that's about trolling crawler harnesses, and he gets a little more into detail on that.
Yeah, and the guys that are trolling crawler harnesses right now are getting some nice walleyes. And they're getting smallmouth.
You bet. Let's hear what he had to say about that, and we come back, we'll have a wrap-up on the show.
Steve, I know you talked about earlier when we were talking on the Sunday show, you talked about dragging collar harnesses, spinners. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's definitely a great summertime tactic, not used by everybody. And once that weed bite dies, or my leech bite on the slip bobbers and jigs gets a little bit slower, I'm typically moving out into the edges of those places, and even in out into open water, and we're slow trolling those crawler harnesses, and it's real effective when you put it in the right place at the right time.
You know, with the new equipment we've got, like with Minicota, like mm-hmm. you run, we can just actually tell it to run at a certain speed. It makes it a lot easier, too.
You bet. And I hit cruise control. You can dial it right in, and speed can be very sensitive some days. Some days it doesn't matter as much, but you'll notice if you do it enough that there's days where they want it at an exact speed. And it's usually slower than guys think. Typically when I'm trolling crawler harnesses, I'm right about 1 mile per hour, maybe 1.1 to 1.3, and sometimes even a little bit slower. So you got to be precise with it, but it does work very well.
You know, when you're talking about rigging the crawler harness, are you using weight on them? How are you
running
them?
So I'm typically running a four-rod set, no matter how many people I have in the boat. It's just easier to control everything. And what I do is I run two on bottom bouncers, which I call my boat rods, and those are the ones that I'm going to drop right over the side. Those are the ones that I'm going to run right on the bottom with the bottom bouncer, and that bottom bouncer will keep that bait usually in the 20-inch range off the bottom. And then off to the sides, I'll run two suspended baits. Usually I'll put about a 3/4 ounce weight on one, maybe an ounce or ounce and a half on the other, and I let those back and put them on planer boards and shoot them off to the side. And what I'm doing there is I'm targeting the fish that are suspended up higher. And there's a lot of walleyes, John, out in the basin that do not relate to the bottom whatsoever. They're following those schools and clouds of bait fish around, and those lines target those fish.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of fish up high in the summertime with all the bug catches going on. Steve, you want to give out some information for somebody's looking for a guide?
Yeah, if anybody wants to get out, do a little walleye fishing, bass fishing, or muskie fishing, get a hold of me at 715-558-3709 or fishhunts.com. Or in case you can always stop down here at Hayward Bait and Bottle and get my information there as well.
Thanks, Steve.
You betcha.
Well, Archie, you know, one thing that we didn't talk about with Steve, that is that some of the guys from Minnesota are doing, and a few guys are doing it here, using bass cone sinkers, you know, the bullet sinkers, and the ones that are dished out in the back for the worm. It goes right over the top of your swivel, and it'll kind of slide through the weeds a little easier right in front of your short spinner rig.
Try it.
You bet. I know you got anything else here to talk about? I know you got a list there.
Well, one of the things that I'm really interested in is Devil's Lake in North Dakota. That lake now is over 200,000 acres. When I saw it the last time, it was 150,000 acres. It's a fantastic fishery to go to. They're getting walleyes from 18 to 28 inches long consistently. Northern's running from 4 pounds to 28 pounds. If you want to try something different, if you're going somewhere near North Dakota, you might check it out.
You know, I had a little gentleman in the boat the other day talking about fishing, and first thing I asked him, what you want to catch? And he said, a muskie or pike. And I said, well, you know how to use a bait caster? And he said, no, don't care to. And I said, well, you got to learn. And you know what? Within an hour, I had him casting like a pro next to shore. But a lot of that is because of the reels we've got now. Some of the reels out there are just fantastic as far as smooth and casting really good.
Not only that, it just amazes me just comparing those reels today with the ambassadors of old,
yeah,
and some of the other ones, they're not the same, John, at all.
I know down here at Hayward Bait and Bottle, he carries a good selection of different reels. Some of the newer reels out there are the Shimano Tranks, the 300 and 400. They're musky-capable reels. You know, I found a couple of reels out there, too, and, you know, being on the writer's program, I got a couple of reels from Bass Pro. I mean, I throwed last year the one called the Revolution Reel, which is a pretty doggone good reel, and it's heavy enough for muskies. And then there was another one I tried that's for pike and stuff called a titanium 8. So, you know, the reels are getting good no matter where you're getting them from. They're really high quality now.
And that's the good thing about it. And you're going to spend a little money, though, today compared to yesterday.
Well, yeah, they're not as cheap as they were, but, you know, the prices range all the way from, you know, in that $100 range on up. I know you got anything else?
Yeah, the thing that really puzzled me, what do you think the 10 top states are in terms of numbers of anglers' licenses that are taken? And I thought Wisconsin would be in the top 10. Uh-uh. Texas, Florida, California, New York, Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, North Carolina, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. We aren't even in the top 10.
But they could fish year-round without having to drill holes in the ice.
Well, that's true, but they had Minnesota in there, John.
No, yeah, well, Minnesota's got a pretty strong angling community. You know, talking about a couple other things, too, you know, one thing I've been getting a lot of is I've talked about it on the show is rigging up with your electronics and using your electronics and your trolling motors like the Humminbirds and the Minicotas with the iPilot and the spot lock. But a lot of guys struggle with that. And, you know, I'm getting more and more guys now are calling me and actually hiring me as a guide to go out and teach them how to use that equipment. And I'm more than happy to do that.
Well, that's neat, John, because there's a lot of people who won't take the time to do it.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, we're about out of time for this week's show, Art. I want to remind our listeners, if you miss a show, you can always get that show on our podcast from our website.
That's WNORadio.net is the website, and then you can link right through the podcast. We're out of time anyhow for this week.
Take a youngster fishing, and you'll be amazed what might happen.
And we'll see you again next week, folks.
Me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.